What is up, guys, and welcome to the second most bizarre show on Patreon. Of course, Bizarre Encounters has to come first, but second coming would be Bizarre Inquiries. I am the one
second
that they call
coming.
Second coming.
That's what you did there.
Already getting unhinged on this one. We got crazy unhinged on the episode we just recorded beforehand, so we got a good pace going into this one, so we just kind of have to run with it, man. But anyways, if you don't know who I am the one that they call Shane Squatch, and next to me over here I got...
the big bad Boo Daddy, Orin Felix.
And he's definitely a big bad Boo Daddy. And today, of course, going into the new format of how we're doing Bizarre Inquiries, last week we did the article. That was one that I had brought in. And essentially the whole idea of the show is we just kind of let our minds wander. We get unhinged. We kind of just let it go where it goes. So this week, bringing in an article, we have Orin with an article. So I guess I will pass it over to you, man. You can let him know a little bit about what we're diving into today. And I will bring it up on screen share so everybody can see it. All right, hopping back in after some technical difficulties because my internet likes to randomly drop out on me. Getting into the article, Orin, why don't you let them know about what we're diving into today, man?
Damn it, Shane. We just can't count on you for anything.
The main good news is that didn't happen during the main episode, because I'd rather have it happen to this than the main episode, but I'll just have to splice it together so everybody avoid the little awkwardness shift in between the last part and then this part. But anyways.
There's probably going to be more awkwardness, but anyway. So
hey, that's where we're good
at. Article from thedailybeast.com. And it's titled, "The Most Outrageous Conspiracy Theories of the Election Yet." So I'm not going to read all this verbatim. I thought we could just kind of hit the high water marks on this. So
I like the cover art for it already. They got this little thing with the moving eyes, and you got the ear patch, and you got cackling Kamala up in the corner. And I don't get the context of the Band-Aid yet, but I'm definitely curious.
Maybe the whole ear thing, but
maybe.
Anyway, so conspiracy theory number one.
I see the couch, though, and that one, I already know where that's going with, and that one's pretty funny.
The Donald Trump shooting was staged. So, Shane, what do you think about this conspiracy theory?
So, I definitely think that it was staged, but probably not in the same way that most people do. Because a lot of people want to say that, like, Trump was the one that staged it, but just my idea, like... one, I think I've talked about it on Inquiries a few times. Like, there's no sniper that's that precise that they're going to be able to just hit an earlobe. Like, that ain't fucking happening. Yep. But on the other side of it, though, think about the last president who got assassinated for trying to speak out, which was JFK. You know, they blew his head off in the middle of, middle of public, everybody watching during a parade and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of the same premise of what's happening with this one. As far as, like... JFK was supposedly going to release a bunch of like CIA documents and stuff like that. So that's where they had to like take him out. They didn't want him to like free this information to the public. And as far as like Trump goes, I mean, that's half of what he's been claiming. Like during his last presidency, he was talking about how he was going to release the JFK documents and all that kind of stuff. So I think that it's staged, but not in the way that most people do. I think it was an attempt by some other government organization to take him out, because there's just so much weirdness about it. Like, I can go into like an hour about this one, but I guess I'll let you get into it and leave it alone for a second.
Yeah, I mean, if we got more into politics, we could do like a whole episode on this easily. I think there's a 0% chance that it was a legitimate assassination attempt. And if you will humor me for a moment, I have a funny story that is kind of pertinent to this. We're going to go on some rabbit holes, but I'm going to bring it around. So we're going to have a Orin Felix story time fun hour here for a little bit, if that's okay with you, Shane.
Yeah, just let me throw in a couple of quick details as far as this whole thing goes. Just like four or five weird details. So one, you had people that were claiming that they were seeing this kid climb up on the roof way before anything had happened. So you already had people reporting this. You supposedly had a police officer that went to go climb up there and check on it. You had all of the people that were supposed to be watching, including one of the snipers that had eyes on him, that were told basically to not take the shot and basically just watch this guy. This guy supposedly flew a drone around, which of course, you know, it's, you're not supposed to have a drone anywhere near this area once they locked that area down. So just the whole question of how this guy could fly a drone around was another weird question. And also, again, the fact that, like, all of the people that are standing around him trying to protect him, like, did nothing to, like, keep his head down or anything like that. They were just, they kind of let him, like, pop his head up and stuff. So, again, I don't think necessarily Trump staged this thing, but I definitely think that it was staged on the other side that somebody was trying to take him out. Because even down to the detail with, like, JFK, for example, there's obviously, like, it was recorded on live TV, this guy getting shot in the head. And all the photographers around him, I mean, it may just be perfect timing, but there was a few photographers that were in that, like, perfect spot. And one of them was actually taking slow or fast enough shutter speed that he caught the bullet midair. So I think that they were intending to get that hit shot too. So there's just so much weirdness around this one that it's just unquestionable stuff. And then you have, like, the local police, and then you have the Secret Service, and they're both saying, like, oh, these people are in charge of that. No, these people are in charge of that. And they just have this back and forth between them. Like, so much weirdness around it, man. There is some type of conspiracy. I don't know which direction to go in with it, but there's just way too many untied ends to this one. And also the fact that the mainstream news is already, like, pushed the story to the side and they're done with it. Where if there was an assassination attempt on anybody else, this would have been mainstream news for months. But it was, like, a week, and then already they went back to, like, the Donald Trump is evil, and then they just pretend like this never even happened. So, again, well, also kind of weird. But anyways,
I'm glad not to you brought tangent. Up everything about, like, the drone, and this kid supposedly had, like, a ladder, and he came into this event with, like, a range finder and stuff.
Yeah, and that was the other one.
Yeah, I'm going to tell this story why there's no fucking way all that stuff actually legitimately happened. And we're going to go on a little bit of a journey here, but I promise you guys it'll be worth it. So, when I was in college, this was probably like 2009. It was the early Obama years. So, my roommate was in the agriculture program at the college I went to. So, you know, a lot of his, like, agriculture buddies came over to our dorm all the time. We hung out. So, anyway, not a class he was in, but a class that a lot of our buddies were in, was going on basically like this field trip to Washington, D.C., and they were going to, like, meet the, you know, Department of Agriculture head or whatever. So this was happening on a Friday, and me and my roommate didn't have classes. So we're like, fuck it, we'll jump in the truck. We'll basically follow them on their field trip to our nation's capital. So we decided that we were going to do that, and so we jump in the truck. We follow, like, their little school bus up to our nation's capital, which we soon found out there's no fucking parking in the entire town of Washington, D.C., like, none. So basically, you know, we just ended up driving around. And at this point, I have to stop and tell you about my roommate and his vehicle. So this was a big old boy. He was probably 6'4", 6'5". Well over 300 pounds. Like, he always wore, like, overalls and cowboy boots and the cowboy hat. Big old truck. So, you know, just very stereotypical. And he was super into, like, CBs. Like, do you know what that, like, Breaker Breaker, Good Buddy, yeah, like Smokey and the Bandit type shit? So, for you guys out there that don't know, watch Smokey and the Bandit. But anyway, they're like these radios that truckers use to talk to each other. And, you know, him and a bunch of his ag buddies were super into CBs, and so they had these, like, huge 6-foot antennas on the bumper of their truck and all this crazy shit. So anyway, we're driving in this big-ass truck with all these antennas on it. We're literally on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can see the White House. So we're at this stoplight, and this guy on this bicycle pulls up on the driver's side of the truck. And my roommate had this sticker for International Harvesters, which is a brand of tractor. And he had that on his back window. And so, you know, we got the windows down, and this guy on this bike goes, oh, I like your International Harvester sticker there. My grandpa used to have one of those. So my roommate's just, like, chit-chatting with him. Oh, yeah. You know, my granddad had one, too. He's like, yeah, I'm going to need you guys to pull over. So I look over, and this guy has a patch on his sleeve that says Secret Service Uniform Division. So keep in mind, we're on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can see the White House. So we pull over. It's like seconds, like four black Suburbans pull in behind us, like guys in black suits with the earpiece is file out. Like, there's Asian families walking by taking pictures of us. Like, this is a scene straight out of like fucking Mission Impossible. And I swear to God, all this happened. You can ask Jenny. She knows this story. She wasn't there, but I mean, she knows the story. This all happened. Swear to God.
Tourists are going home going, I saw terrorists in America.
So anyway, the Secret Service, like, is questioning us, and they're like, so what are you guys doing with all those antennas? Like, we're just coming to, you know, visit our nation's capital. And they're like, yeah, we're going to need to search the vehicle. So, you know, of course we let them search the vehicle. We weren't up to anything nefarious. And so finally, you know, we're on the side of the road for like 45 minutes. And finally, they don't find anything. And God knows, you know, they've probably run every credential, every aspect of our lives at that point. And I'm probably still on some kind of fucking, you know, CIA blacklist. But anyway, they say we can, you know, go on. And the initial guy, like all the guys in the Suburbans, you know, they pile in, they drive away. And we're left there with just the original guy on the bicycle. And he's like, okay, you guys can go, but I'm just telling you right now, if you've still got all those antennas and shit on the car, you're going to get pulled over and stopped again. So we're like, yeah, fuck that. So we just drive away. And then we got thinking about it. Like, man, we should probably just take this shit down. So again, nowhere to park in Washington, D.C. We end up on literally Capitol Hill, like ripping antennas off the back of this truck, and like throwing them in the cab. It's a ridiculous scene. So I say all that to say, if two little redneck boys were up to just nothing bad, just trying to go visit Washington, D.C., and the Secret Service was on us like that because of some fucking antennas, there's no way that this fucking Donald Trump thing is legitimate. Zero. Now, what the angle is, I don't know. There's no way it's legitimate.
Like I said, take him out so he doesn't release information. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, so I've been trying to figure out some way to work that story in for like months now, and I finally found it. So, Donald, thanks for almost getting shot so I could tell this story on the show.
Well, damn, man, that's like like as soon as you started saying that you're going to DC, I'm like, oh man, something happened. Like this guy got fucking pulled over by like Secret Service or something like that, man. I thought they were just gonna surround him with like black fans or something. But the fact that he did it incognito as hell, where he just rode up on the bike, like, oh yeah, that's a nice sticker.
Well, that's how it started. But obviously, pull over. Like, you know, he had already called this shit.
He was distracting you guys so you guys didn't take off. That's probably the only reason he asked about that sticker, was because he was trying to just incognito get you guys to stay in the same place for a minute so they could surround you.
Yeah, and it was like seconds, like four Suburbans, you know, had us pinned in. It was crazy. Like, it was like something out of a fucking movie. Like, if I heard someone tell this story, I'd be like, yeah, they're full of shit. But I swear to you, every detail of that is true.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we've talked about the shooting enough. We'll move on a little bit. We will talk about conspiracy theory number two. Joe Biden is actually dead.
Dude, I get heavy on this one. Into politics and stuff like that. So honestly, I feel like I should just let you make your comments on this stuff first, and then I can come back and fill in the details, because this is like 90% of the podcast I listen to is all this conspiratorial shit. So like, even the Trump stuff, man, I could have went on that for like an hour, and I'm sure I could do the same thing on this Joe Biden is actually dead thing, because I definitely think that is a possibility. And yeah, I guess I'll just side tangent here. One, if Kamala is running, obviously everybody knows that if anything happens to the vice president, or to the president, the vice president is the one that gets put in charge. So considering that this woman's on the campaign trail right now, and they don't want her to get blamed for every single problem that's happened during this presidential camp or presidential term, they don't want to have her come in at the very end, because she's going to get blamed for everything and it's going to ruin her campaign. So even if anything did happen to this guy, they have to pretend like it didn't so that they can play it off. And even on the other side of it, man, it's like, as soon as something happens to the president too, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. I think we talked about it with the Queen of England. Like, I think that they don't announce it to the public right away. They like let the family grieve. They do whatever. They do the actual like family services and everything.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. lights. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
And I think that what people actually see on TV is like the big service. I don't think it's actually like the service. Like, I think that they, even beyond conspiracies, like if somebody that's like a elected official or king, queen, president, any of that kind of shit, I think that they give them time in between to get everything figured out before they release that information to the public regardless. But even just the fact that it's near the end of his term, I don't think that they would come out and say it, even if anything did happen, just simply off the fact that Kamala Harris is trying to run now.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of weird things with this as far as like the theories about body doubles and like you can supposedly see like mask lines.
Dude, the main one is the ear thing, man. Sometimes he has attached lobes, other times he doesn't. And the new one that they've been talking about, this guy is like way taller, so they've been calling him Crazy Legs Joe. So, like, people will notice these weird little details. Like, well, you have this guy walking out for months like looking decrepit.
Oh, I'm sorry. But no, there's this weird thing about, like, he had, like, this mysterious brother, and, like, now nobody knows where this brother is. And there's thoughts that, like, maybe one of these body doubles is his brother, and just all kinds of crazy shit. There's a lot you could go into with this one.
And the body doubles thing sounds ridiculous to people, but honestly, every single official has a body double. Like, it's just a smart thing to do. Because if you're going to like smaller events, or you're at like doing something from like a distance, like it just makes sense to have like that buffer. Like, this isn't an unheard of conspiratorial concept. Like, this is like a common practice thing with especially people that are in like dictatorship countries, for example. You know, they all have their stand-ins and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I mean, just watch Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
And dude, I mean, fuck, dude, even on top of that, Biden's 80 something years old. The guy is clearly incoherent 90% of the time. So like, I don't think that he's capable of doing all of this traveling, all of this moving around and stuff like that. Like, I feel like any president, if they're going around and they were like campaigning and stuff like that to try to run another term, I feel like they have a body double sitting in somewhere. Cause either one, like if you're the active president of the United States, how are you going on the campaign trail when you have stuff to do back at home base? Like, you have to have somebody filling in the gap there, you know, like just the whole body doubles thing. There's just so much weirdness to Joe Biden. And again, even just considering his age, like, I feel like there's just certain days where he just probably isn't up to it and just needs somebody to fill in the spot so that nobody is aroused suspicion, you know?
On a totally unconspiratorial note, like, if you got to be a certain age to be president, you should age out of that shit at some point. We don't need fucking 80-year-olds running the country. I mean, that's retarded, if you ask me. I mean, talk to your 80-some-year-old, like, all my grandparents are dead, but, I mean, talk to your grandma. Do you want her fucking in charge of the nukes? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's even the other side of it, too, is just, like, once they end up hitting, like, a certain age, they're not really talking for most of America at that point, you know? Like, this person grew up in a totally different era, and he's setting rules, laws, principles for people that are in their 20s, 30s now, that it grew up in a totally different America than this guy did. So I feel like the person that's running the country needs to be just a little bit higher than, like, what the typical age demographic is. So, like, if the typical age demographic for most Americans, say, is in their 30s, then you'd want somebody that's maybe, like, in their 50s, for example, running. Because you want somebody that's older, that has that wisdom and stuff like that. But you want somebody that's closer to the generation of the people that they're speaking for. Like, yeah, most, like, of America isn't in their 80s, so who the hell is this guy speaking for?
35 to, like, 60. That's a good, solid spread right there.
And talk about, just not to get too conspiratorial, but I guess it's going to happen with this kind of stuff and getting into politics and shit. For anybody that's like a super pro Biden person and all the stuff that he's trying to pass now with a lot of the woke ideology and everything, go look up some of his stuff where he's talking back in the 90s. And he is completely the opposite opinion on all of it. Like, this was the guy who was like, anybody that does drugs, they need to go directly to jail. Homosexuality is wrong. And then on the other side now, he's like, oh yeah, my son does drugs. No worries about it. Don't think about it. And then it's like he pushes a lot of this woke agenda shit, even though back in the 90s, he was the complete fucking opposite of that.
Well, we all know that all these candidates are just a mouthpiece for their fucking overlords. But
mm-hmm. Left wing or right anyway. Wing, it's all part of the same bird. That's what I always say.
So, moving on, we'll talk about the third conspiracy theory here. And this one, I don't have a whole lot to add to. I wasn't really familiar with this one. So if you've got anything to add.
Yes, this one.
Kamala Harris's huge crowds are just AI. And there's a direct Donald Trump quote here. So I don't know if one of us wants to read that in a Donald Trump voice, but we can do that if you're feeling frisky.
I'll let you do that. And then I'll get into the whole AI thing. This is something I've been following too. So,
all right. Well, I don't have a good Trump voice, but I'm going to give it the old college try. How about that?
That's all you can do.
Has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport? And cheated is in all caps. There was nobody on the plane and she AI'd it. He probably doesn't know what AI means, but anyway, and showed a massive, I'm sure there's a lot of hand gestures involved.
Massive
crowd. And there's, you know,
air quotations
there. Yeah. Of so-called followers, but they didn't exist. Again, in all caps. The Republican presidential nominee said. So, direct quote there from our boy Donnie T.
Well, I think it's one of those things that it's not just her specifically. It's something that, like, people are interested in politics, but they're not as interested as maybe they have been in the past, where, like, I know, for example, when during the last presidential election, when Biden was running and Bernie Sanders was in the mix for a little bit, and Trump was in the mix on that one too. The Bernie Sanders one, that dude was filling up like stadiums, but it never got shown on the news. But then Biden was only doing like smaller venues and stuff, and they were like doing specific camera angles where everything looked like it was really full because they were doing stuff more up close where it looked like there was a lot of people. So, I mean, this is something that you definitely see in the mainstream news narrative to begin with. But specifically with the AI thing, I mean, obviously everything can be manipulated on the internet. You don't necessarily know for sure unless you're physically at one of these events. But there's a lot of people on TikTok and YouTube that are basically finding the repeating spot for the crowds where there'll be like, you know, green shirt, blue shirt, black shirt, green shirt, blue shirt, black shirt. Like, they'll find the, like, the repeating spot, and then they'll notice that, like, this side of the room is exactly the same as this side of the room. It's just mirrored the other way and shit like that. So,
well, and I've even seen stuff where, like, in a lot of these rallies, like, the exact same person appears, like, in the same position in multiple rallies. So that could be, like, an undercover CIA person, or it could be, you know, something kind of more nefarious going on.
And this is probably a complete conspiracy theory, but at the same time, it doesn't seem far off. There were supposedly a bunch of people talking out saying that specifically in Atlanta that Kamala was hiring a bunch of homeless people and, like, offering them food and shit like that to basically go and stand in at her rally. So I mean, even on top of like AI, I mean, there's word of them actually just like getting homeless people to show up just to fill in the crowd with offers of food and, you know, some change.
Well, I mean, Mickey Mouse and dead people are voting. So, I mean, why would it surprise us if they got homeless people at rallies?
Hey, man, I've heard a few reports actually of, so obviously, so following the political stuff, when it comes to running a campaign, there's a lot of money needed for funding a campaign. And the Kamala thing was like an overnight switch where all of a sudden it was like all the ads are Kamala. So it's like, where did that funding come from? And a lot of it came from supposedly like a bunch of people that were funding the campaign. But there's a lot of people that are coming out where it's like their grandma. And they're like, so according to this document, it says that you donated this much money to the Kamala Harris campaign. And then the grandma's like, I didn't donate any money. What are you talking about? Like, so one, you have the weird thing with the whole voting thing where you have all these dead people that are supposedly voting. And then on the other side, there's all this weird stuff coming out of all these people that are donating to the campaigns that are people that don't donate to campaigns. So,
well, and apart from that, like, there's like questionable legalities as far as just, you know, all this funding that was earmarked for the Biden campaign, just switching it over to another candidate. Like, that's kind of a nebulous kind of gray area as well.
And I mean, even within that, I mean, if you're, I don't know exactly how the money exchange works, but there's a lot of people that specifically pay to fund a specific person's campaign. So if you switch it over, you're not supposed to be able to switch that money onto this new candidate, because that's not the candidate that that person was paying for. Like, if they're paying for like the Democratic Party, like, that's one thing. But if you're paying for, you know, I paid to have, because I want to help promote Biden, and then they switch it over to Harris, like, you're not supposed to be able to do that, because that's not what that person was paying to try to fund in the first place.
And I think this is a good time to just put on record, like, I don't really like either of the motherfuckers. Like, I am by no means like a hardcore Trumper. Like, obviously, we've talked about this a little bit here recently on the show. I think it's two sides of the same coin largely. And even if we're playing along that there are two distinct teams, where I'd fall on that is, I think, you know, maybe the Republicans are slightly less full of shit than the Democrats. But I mean, you're all just choosing two sides of the same team as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, there's power in division. If everybody's fighting each other, then they're not paying attention to what you're actually doing. So everybody forgets that it's called, you know, the stage for a reason. Because, again, left wing, right wing, it's all part of the same bird. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying I'm promoting either of the candidates. But at the same time, though, it's just, it's one of those things that it's just the people that are in charge are the people that are in charge. And it's just different mouthpieces. And, you know, if you go too far to the left, you go too far to the right, eventually it's going to meet back up on a center point on the other side. So,
I mean, the people who are writing the checks are who are really in charge.
But I just want to live in an America where I can pay for things comfortably. Housing and everything isn't crazy fucking expensive, and people are taking care of
motherfucker.
Them. Yeah, you're not allowed to have that. And I'd also like the government to stop taking a third of my checks. That would also be nice. Because I don't care to fund your fucking rockets, like, and all of the money that you guys like to give to other countries that you feel need it. Like, I need that fucking money. How about we take care of our own damn people?
That's entirely too sensible, Shane. So this last one, I'm going to let you kind of run with. This is the whole couch situation.
Well, I'll let you set the premise, and then I'll kind of get into the rest of it from there. I'll let you read that part of the article first.
Okay. So, I'll just read this verbatim and then I'll let you go. So, his Republican counterpart has been the subject of a misinformation campaign too. Who can forget the unfortunate rumor that J.D. Vance had sexual relations with a couch? I mean, we've all been there. Which spread like wildfire. Vance took an unconventional approach in addressing the outrageous claims by awkwardly attempting to get in on the jokes himself. As the saying goes, if you can't beat them, join them. Or fuck them, I guess.
Dude, this has been something that's been all around the news cycles without any like solid confirmation to it. But supposedly this guy like filled up a rubber glove with something warm. I don't remember exactly what the detail was of it. Put it in between the cushions and fucked it. So like, sounds fucking ridiculous. I mean, everybody
about politicians' sexual escapades. I mean, that one's just pretty vanilla, isn't it? I mean, I think we should take that as like a resounding success.
I mean, I'd rather him fuck a couch than a minor, and that seems to be the main problem that happens. So.
Yeah, I mean, the glove was probably consenting and of legal age.
Ain't that the truth? Because, I mean, again, I'd rather have all these politicians fucking a couch than trying to do all this other weird stuff behind closed doors. I mean, if the extent of your sexual deviousness goes to fucking a couch, it seems like the only person you're harming in that situation is yourself. And you may not even be harming yourself. You may have a blissful experience. I don't know. I've never tried to fuck a couch before. Maybe we should ask this guy if he has supposedly fucked a couch. Or I'm sure there's people out there who have fucked a couch and maybe it is enjoyable. I don't know, and I'm not planning on attempting it myself, so.
If you guys have fucked a couch, hit us up in the comment section and let us know.
We want all the fine details, how it felt, what the movement pattern felt like, if you needed to warm something up first.
Was
like
the couch a gentle giving lover?
And we need to know, more importantly than anything, did you protect your butthole? And did you finish?
All right. I have been the big bad boo daddy, Warren Humphrey Felix.
And just after that, I'm going to have to make sure that this airs after the episode so people will get the context of the butthole joke. But
it might be funnier with no context.
That is very true. And guys, I've been the one, the only Shane Squatch. And guys, I got to remind you, because, you know, if I don't, who's going to do it? That always, it is a good idea to stay bizarre and let your mind wander. As I played the wrong theme song again, because I did that last week. Hope that couch felt good.